This is Scar Sailor Report.
Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Sailor Report. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. And we have a website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. Shout out to Raw on the boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Tonight, we're going to start off with a couple questions. So it says, why are we distracted so easily? An example would be net neutrality 1 week, gun control after the other, Trump's tweet the week before, Syria this week. You never really get to solving or figuring out what happened. We just abandoned subjects like Flint still has no clean water. And actually, I think I talked about that last week, the whole Flint thing. It is true. Like, the only way I can explain that is the fact that we live in a generation of people who have very short attention spans. And, like, it's, you know, for me, at my age and, like, going to school with people very young, like, they have such short attention spans. Like, if they like doing something, like, let's say, playing an instrument, right, they will probably ditch it the week after because they don't have the attention span to pay attention to things. Like, I remember I was in film survey this year. Most of the times, halfway through class, you know, people would be sleeping and stuff. So I think the fact that people don't invest a lot of time into things probably has to do with that. And, like, they jump from the next topic to the other. I still do think, though, that this gun control thing has, like, been sticking around longer than a lot of stuff. Like, that's just how I see it. But it is true, you know, because every single week it seems to be something new. Like, the whole thing with that one store having those shirts up that were, like, racist or whatever. And then the next week it was something else. The next week, you know, I do think that is a big problem, though, because it is true. We never get to figuring out what happens because we don't invest time into trying to figure out what happens and things like this. Like, you know, there's so many, you know, murder mysteries and stuff and that are unsolved because people let them go. And there's so many horrible events that occur because we let it go all the time. So I think that's a very very valid statement. So I totally agree, you know, this society is so distracted from things, you know, all the time. But let's get into our first topic. Remember, callers call in at 678-603-4393. And the topic is for tonight is the Vatican. Now, I was kind of inspired a bit because, you know, when I listen into some of the shows on here, I'm not going to lie, you know, I have been doing it more recently, like listening to them live. But I was inspired by Event Horizon, KB and Ray's show, when they were talking about communion, because I remember, you know, I was just like everybody else before I woke to my senses and realized, you know, something was wrong. And before, you know, I was just an ignorant Catholic, you know, like, who did not know anything about the Pope, about the Vatican, I do, though, remember being very little, and there were certain occurrences that I had that kind of made me hate going there, going to church every Sunday, which, by the way, isn't, you know, Holy Day. Holy Day is, you know, or the Sabbath day really is supposed to be Saturday, because Sunday marks the beginning of the week, not the end. So I just had to put that out there because a lot of people don't know that. But I remember when I was younger, you know, I said it in the comments. I remember one Thanksgiving, because I had seen it on, you know, a TV show, I can't remember where they were taking communion, like, literally, like, how people, you know, translated it literally, and how it is very disturbing if you, you know, look at communion literally, because you're talking about the blood, the literal blood of him, and, you know, the literal body of him. It is disturbing. And so I guess I kind of got confused, and I remember asking a whole bunch of people, like, at Thanksgiving, like, why do they, you know, blah, blah, blah. And people were looking at me like I was crazy. But as a little kid, you know, it is kind of odd to be, you know, I always thought that was odd. It's kind of like the Catholic Church's, like, ritual. Like, every single time you go there, you know, it's, you know, you walk down the aisle to receive communion, and, you know, they quote the same verses every single time. Trust me, I know this, because they have books, and every single day they have the same, they recite the same verses every single, like, let's say today, because today's Sunday, April 15th of 2018. Next April, on the 15th, they will be reciting the same verses to you in the same exact church on the same exact day. I guarantee you this, because I've looked at the books, and I, like, around, I would say, like, 11, 12, I started to realize there's a pattern that I heard the same verses over and over again, and I wondered why, because, you know, they don't talk about revelations in the Catholic Church. They talk about, you know, John, you know, the same old stuff, and I was not with it. And then I realized, you know, they are actually doing that. And I also want to say that, you know, only until recently I realized how disturbing the Catholic Church is. You know, you've heard the stories about, you know, the priests and what they do, you know, is just disturbing. And to me, what really turned me off of the Catholic Church is people, you know, praising this Pope, you know, because he's so progressive and, oh, you know what I'm saying? I just really, that's what completely, you know, turned me off from the Catholic Church, is I did not appreciate, you know, and I always thought this with priests, they act like they're so high and mighty, you know, and people literally kneel to them like they are God, which always was disturbing to me. And I've heard, you know, priests in my lifetime say things like, oh, you know, Jesus didn't really, you know, resurrect and blah blah blah. Like, I always thought that was so weird for a priest to say. And I remember that being said that to me on literally an Easter Sunday, not in the church that I went to, but you know, one of a relative's churches. I remember me and my brother looked at each other like, what is this priest doing? What? You're a priest and you're telling me the Bible's not real? Okay. You know, but I just, all the money the Vatican just brings in every single year, and yet, you know, let's bring up this, you know, Steven Crowder. You know, I watch him on YouTube a lot, and he had done a prank call about taking in refugees and stuff. I thought it was hilarious. You know, go check it. Go check the video out, because it's honestly hilarious. You know, all these churches love to, you know, talk about bringing in people, and, you know, how people should be bringing in people in need, and the churches most likely will turn you away at the door because, oh, we don't have the amenities for that. I mean, it's just so disturbing to me, like, all the money they bring in. Like, I can only imagine, you know, the things we've all heard the verse where you know, Jesus walks in a church and it was a market and he just completely went off on them. Can you imagine if he walked into a Catholic church, you know, looking at all the baskets being passed around and nobody is staying in their churches, nobody is getting helped out by these churches? Oh, man. Jesus would go off. Oh, man. I'm sorry if you like, well, actually, no, I'm not, actually. If you're an atheist or an agnostic, I feel sorry for you. You know, I don't understand how you could live in today's day and age and go on through your life without thinking there's something supernatural or, you know, beyond this earth. That's a very sad story to tell, because, I mean, if you look on the news every single day, or you look at online, all this stuff, the crazy stuff, these politicians and all this other stuff, I don't understand how you could ever, you know, completely cross that out, because it would be a very depressing life, you know. Imagining, you know, not believing in some higher power, that would be depressing to me. But we're going to get away from that topic. But I just wanted to say, you know, I do believe the Vatican is very corrupt, and you guys need to do your research on, you know, and it's, I'm just going to say this and leave that, this topic off on something. You know, a lot of people would be quick to judge people in the Catholic Church, or any church for that matter, but a lot of the people don't know what their church's, you know, history is, and don't know, you know, the type of stuff that goes on in the higher, you know, with the higher ups. And you cannot group every single body into one, you know, basket, because they don't know. Some of these people, like, I didn't know before what was going on, and I would consider myself a pretty decent human being, you know. But that's what I want to leave that topic off on. But 100% don't support the Vatican. Do your research on it. Our next topic is going to be the dumbing down of society. And this is also, you know, a topic that has been inspired by one of the shows that I listened to last Sunday's on the Wake Up Radio show with with Cam and Ray and UB. I died laughing at a certain point when UB was like, "Oh, I identify as a 4-year-old girl." And I just want to say this because, you know, like I said, I do grow up with a lot of, let's just say, weird, for the lack of a better word, people. And I feel like when when Obama made, you know, gay marriage legal, I feel like that opened up the door for so many different things. You know, I feel like it opened up the door for pedophilia. I feel like it opened up the door for, you know, so many different things. And I just find it very disturbing when you take a look around, you know, all the people that are willingly deciding to mutilate themselves and kill themselves with Tide Pods, you know, and drink bleach, you know, and flip their wrists. Cause, I mean, we are becoming so dumbed down as a society that it is just disturbing to look around at the stupidity. You know, you look around and all you see is utter, you know, retardation. And I hate to put it that way, but that's what it is. You know, you're messed up in the head if you think that, cutting, you know, mutilating yourself is okay, if you think that pedophilia is okay, you know, all these, I'm telling you, you know, this is why I do not have any hope for this country. I believe this country is just at the brink of destruction. You know, it is all about to fall, because I'm telling you, you know, America is worse than any other past nation and empire before. I'm telling you, this is a wicked, wicked, wicked country. And there's a lot of deceiving, and there's a lot of just people getting wrong, people getting backstabbed. Just, I mean, everywhere, you know, people are literally out of their minds stupid. I mean, really. And it's just, it's really a shame how dumb this country is. And I mean, let's just, you know, let's just read the 14th Amendment, the section 1 of the 14th Amendment, because I feel like a lot of people will go out and support things, and they don't have a clue what their rights are, what these amendments and, you know, the rights were made for. Let's just read the section 1 of the 14th Amendment, shall we? All persons born or naturalized in the U.S. and subject to the jurisdiction of thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the U.S., nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction to the equal protection of the laws. Now, having read that, what instantly pops in your mind? California, Illinois, with this whole gun ban that's going on. California with all the, I'm telling you, I don't understand why anyone would have that as their first pick of a place to live in, because the amount of, it's just disturbing how dumb the people are out there. I mean, you have people, you know, getting nose jobs, lip filler. You know, everything is fake in California. Seriously, everything is fake in California. Their personalities are fake. I mean, and just how this connects with the dumbing down of society is everybody seems to be in a wide slumber. You know, a big slumber where, you know, it's just so disturbing. You just look at the news. That, I mean, how did some of these things even come into the news? You know, I can't even explain to you. There's really no word, and that's why I'm stumbling here, because there's really no words to explain the stupidity of the American populace. Like, I mean, there really is no words for it, you know? I mean, we're becoming dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber by the day. You know, people like to say, oh, I have a master's degree, oh, I have this, oh, I have that. Education does not equal knowledge to me, because they will teach you how to think. They will teach you how to act at school. So if you come up to me and you tell me you have a degree and blah, 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 I don't care. I literally don't care. Because to me, if you don't know that all presidents are pawns, if you don't know that your water is fluoridated, if you don't know that there's GMOs in your food, if you don't know that there's being chemicals sprayed over you 24/7, if you don't know the Vatican is corrupt, if you don't know the White House and D.C. is corrupt, if you don't know that Obama is corrupt, if you don't know that Hillary is corrupt, then you are dumb to me, you know? And that's just plain and simple. If you don't know that eating Tide Pods and chopping off your genitalia is not normal, then you are dumb to me, you know? And I, it's so funny because people in my generation expect me to, you know, I don't hate anybody, you know? Well, actually, I don't, let's just say this, I don't reject anybody, but I do reject their lifestyles. I don't appreciate it being shoved down my throat constantly. All this liberal media, all these liberal agendas. You know, you can try and tell me what pronoun I should use for you, but at the end of the day, I'm going to call you what I want. And see, that's where the 14th Amendment comes into play. No state should be, you know, telling us what to do, what to say. I hate political correctness. I really freaking do, because, you know, it's just so stupid of me trying to filter yourself for somebody else. It's literally ridiculous. I always hate censorship, and I don't care what anybody thinks about the type of stuff that I say, because I keep it real. I'm not going to sugarcoat and candy coat everything for you just because it sounds better for you to hear. See, that's the problem with Americans nowadays, is they want to hear what they want to hear. You know, like, let's say I have a conversation about, genders. Since everybody, you know, wants to be called, you know, all these other, I mean, when you ask a liberal, right, how many genders are there to them, they cannot give you a straight answer. And this is one of the reasons why I love watching Steven Crowder again, you know, promoting him right here. He really does bring topics to the forefront that, and really does make them look stupid. And to me, you know, if you can't give me a straight answer like that, it's just really sad. And, I don't, I mean, what's next now? Like, I can go around walking the streets and I'm saying I'm a zebra, you know, I'm a zebra, respect me. You know, California will literally, welcome me with open arms, you know. I identify as a zebra now, you know, and I'm a zebra, but I'm fully white. I don't have any black stripes, but I'm still a zebra. I mean, this is how dumb our society is going to be. And I saw this post today, and it was like showing, it was like a meme, and it showed, it was basically saying, you know, honey, this was your, grandparent, blah, 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 and it was 2018, and it was a normal, you know, black and white picture, whatever. Then, you know, 2080, honey, this was your, grandmother. It's like a girl with his dog Snapchat filter on it. I die laughing, because, you know, that's all people, Americans care about is what they want, what they think. You know, it's really a sense of entitlement. It's what it is. And I don't respect many people in my generation just because they do have that sense of entitlement and that, you know, all of that mess. And they're not critical thinkers, even though they think they're critical thinkers, they're not critical thinkers. And I guess that's where I find fault with this country. And I just, at this point, you know, to me, it's a lost cause. I mean, I can be on here as long as possible, you know, trying to wake people up. You know, and everybody else could too, you know, try and speak up against the stupidity in this country. But at the end of the day, I mean, what use is it if people are still going to sit on their couch, watch the playoffs and the Kardashians? I mean, really, they like I said, the short attention span here, you know, they would rather listen to 5 minutes of BSing from sports commentators than 5 minutes of thought-provoking content from any of us on here. But I think I'm going to leave it on that. remember, thanks for listening. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Check out our website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. We're on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. Tune in next week, Sunday at 9 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Shayla Port. I'm Scar Shayla. See you next week.